Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from two different representatives of the Eau Claire City County Health Department regarding information that came out this week. Also, Connie Zack, the director of Women with Purpose, gives us an overview of all the terrific speakers that will be sharing at their third Wednesday of the month gathering at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Chippewa Falls, starting off on September 23rd. And also, Tony Mattson, one more time, talks with us about the upcoming Strength and Service Summit this coming Saturday at the Eau Claire Event District. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. The first of our two stories to lead off dealing with the Eau Claire City County Health Department. This past Monday, August 31st, was Overdose Awareness Day, and 139 small purple flags were posted outside the Eau Claire County Government Center to honor the 139 Eau Claire County residents who had lost their lives to an overdose between 2018 and last year. For more on that, I spoke with City County Health Department Public Health Specialist Sarah Delavan Pospisil, who says...
Yeah, so we placed the display outside of our building this week really to honor the community members that we have lost to a drug overdose. So there's 139 flags representing each community member lost between 2018 and 2025. Community members that we lost way too soon. Overdose deaths are preventable, so really wanted to take an opportunity this week to share on out resources that are available to community members to help save lives.
And fentanyl-related overdose is the top cause of death for those 25 to 54.
Yeah. We are seeing that within Eau Claire County. Most of the drug overdose deaths are related to opioids in our community, specifically around fentanyl.
And yet, at the same time, your press release says overdose is preventable. Tell us more.
Yeah, so one of the resources that we want to share on out with community members is to remind them that community members have access to free naloxone, so that's the medicine used to reverse an opioid overdose. We have the vending machine in partnership with the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, so community members can stop by any time 24/7 and pick up a box of naloxone. We also have fentanyl test strips within the vending machine as well. Again, all of it free, no questions asked.
And you say that the idea of putting out the flags, in addition to honoring and remembering the loved ones that we've lost in these last 7 years, we're standing together to say that more needs to be done to end overdoses in Eau Claire County.
Yeah, absolutely. We really know that one agency can't work on this alone. So as many people that can talk about the resources that are available within our community, we're hoping to save lives. So one of the programs that we have, so if you or someone you know is struggling with substance use within our community, we have the Eau Claire County Deflection Program, which helps connect community members to free confidential peer support. So really to help walk alongside that individual if they're looking for recovery options.
Where do people get access to fentanyl?
So fentanyl within our community is being added to drugs unknowingly, so an individual wouldn't know that fentanyl had been added to what they purchased. You can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it. In our community, we're seeing methamphetamine, cocaine, as well as heroin and counterfeit pills that contain fentanyl. It only takes a small amount to overdose, about a couple grains of salt.
Wow. And with your work with the City County Health Department, how long have you been doing what you do in this area?
So we first started to distribute naloxone out within the community in 2020 and really have grown since that time. adding the vending machine within the jail lobby, as well as working with different partners within the community to get additional resources out. So, for example, one of the tools that we also suggest is for community members to lock up any sort of medication they have at home so other people or pets don't have access to that, which could cause potentially an overdose, as well as working with different groups. So another one, if by chance you're supporting someone with substance use and you're looking for resources on how to do that, as well as how to take care of yourself, there's the CRAFT program within our community that's facilitated by At the Roots. Also, we now have a new grief support within our community that's being offered by Wisconsin Meaningful Alternatives. So a lot of great resources are available within our community.
And is there one kind of clearinghouse location where people can learn more, like the health department website?
Yeah, so on the Eau Claire Health Alliance website, we did create a resource guide that has different options available for treatment, peer support, different meeting options, but also if community members are just interested to learn more about opioids, learn more about naloxone, where to get those types of resources, all of that information is on the website as well as within that booklet. There are printed copies of that booklet next to the vending machine in the jail lobby, as well as throughout our building as well.
Public Health Specialist Sarah Dillivan-Pospisil with the Eau Claire City County Health Department. Again, that website, Eau Claire Health Alliance, it's echealthalliance.org, echealthalliance.org. Also, the Executive Director of the Eau Claire City County Health Department, Liska Giese, talking with us this week about the fact that a survey has gone out from Chippewa, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties. It's a partnership of local organizations seeking opinions from people who live and work in the Chippewa Valley to help guide future community health improvements, Giese says.
It's a survey that's part of our bigger community health assessment process, and that process is done with healthcare, health departments, and the United Way in those three counties. We work together to make it more efficient for the people that we serve, because we're all required to do some level of assessment. And we work together so that we can get one assessment process done, and then all of us can use that as we move forward to try and improve the health in our communities.
Giese says the short survey only takes about 5 minutes to fill out.
It's an opportunity for people that live or work in any of our counties to give feedback about how they think health should be improved in Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties. It takes about 5 minutes to complete. 3 years ago, we got about 1,300 responses, so we are again hoping to get the word out to anybody that's 18 and older to take the survey. We want to hear a broad range of perspectives on what the concerns and issues are in our communities that we could improve to make our places healthier places to live.
Finally, Giese says,
after the survey is done, we also look at additional data that we have on the health of people in our communities. We take that and we get additional feedback from community members and community partners about which of the health issues we really want to work on in the next 3 years. And that becomes our community health assessment that we use then to develop a plan over the next 3 years to work with partners on. So right now we are working with our current community health improvement plan on the areas that we decided 3 years ago were important for our community, working on things related to alcohol and related to people having challenges with obesity, having healthy food available to people.
Eau Claire City County Health Director Liska Giese on the public health survey that went out this week and will be made available during the fall, looking for as many responses as possible in Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties. Also this week, on Friday, I get a chance to sit down with the director of Women with Purpose, Connie Zack, as they're going to celebrate their 10th year this year, gathering the third Wednesday of the month from 11:30 to 1 at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 236 Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls, having a lunch together and hearing a terrific speaker. And I began by asking Condi to give us an overview of the speakers that will be turning out this year, starting September 23rd.
Well, we're pretty excited. We're kind of in a celebratory mood here because it is our 10th year. And yeah, we have a lot of good information to impart to our ladies to empower, equip, and encourage them to lead balanced, purposeful lives. So that's what we try to do here at Women with Purpose. And we do that by bringing speakers in who speak on a variety of topics of interest to women of all ages.
So let's kind of provide an overview. You yourself are going to be the speaker on September 23rd, kicking off the 10th year on the subject of when God calls. Are you putting him on hold?
Absolutely. This is only my second time speaking. The other time was at our church for a one-day conference, and they asked me to talk about Women with Purpose and how it got started and how God worked in putting it all together. And so we thought that would be an appropriate topic to start our 10th year off. And when I talk about when God calls, he did call me to this ministry, and I put him on hold for a couple of years saying, you know, it wasn't going to be me that started this, but he had other ideas. And so we're going to talk about, you know, how I came to know that I was called to do this and the challenges, and then how God helped to bring it all together.
And then we can just do maybe just some quick hitters on some of these other months. I do a regular Film Friday conversation, I have for a few months now, with Andrea Polnasek, the award-winning filmmaker from Chippewa Falls. But she and her daughter Izzy are both trying to raise funds to do movies here locally. And you're going to have a mother-daughter message that October 21st.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about that. I've known Andrea for a long time, and I wanted more information out there about, you know, what she's doing with movies in our area, and that's pretty exciting.
It sure is. The plan is to shoot a Christmas movie in Chippewa Falls between October and December. That is October 21st, so wow, that's intersecting right with that, so that should be interesting. And Izzy with her own fascinating film project as well. Meanwhile, Mason Smetna is your November speaker on the 18th, Faith, Fitness, Family, and Finances. That's a lot of F's.
Yes, he's quite an interesting young man, and we actually met. He was my server at a restaurant, and we got to talking, and it was pretty obvious to me from our conversation that he was a Christian. And so we have established a relationship, and He just has his fingers in a lot of different things, and so I asked him if he would be interested in speaking, and that's what he came up with. So,
Then in December, again, my friend Michelle Rayburn, Peace, Joy, and a Little Bit of Chaos, releasing Unrealistic Expectations during the holiday season. She's a talented writer and editor.
Yes, she is, and she doesn't live too far from here, and she actually mentioned that she knows you, and that she might get you to speak with her prior to that, too. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. We'd be glad to talk with her about that. And then also, Kat Morgan, the executive director of Fierce Freedom, on January 20th of next year.
Yes, yes. We've had Kat in the past, and women are always interested in what's going on with the topic of human trafficking, things change over time, and Kat kind of keeps us up to date. They request to hear more, so we all really need to be cognizant of what's going on in that area because it's so prevalent.
Yeah, you know, right. And then looking ahead to February, Lacey Logslett, Protect Yourself from Scams.
Yeah, she is from the Northwestern Bank, and they have been faithful sponsors of us for almost all of our years doing Women with Purpose. And this is a topic that we all need to be on top of because there's so much going on there as far as scams. So she's going to give us some good information, I'm sure.
the third Wednesday of March next year. Jessica Bunkelman and Jacqueline Backhouse on a holistic approach to women's health.
Yeah, they are based in my hometown of Thorpe, and they just bring a lot of information to women on women's health, and the holistic approach is a very good topic for women.
April 21st of 2027, Becky Gunderson on Eternal Angels, support to families facing infant loss in utero, stillborn, miscarried, or shortly after birth.
Yes, Becky has an interesting ministry there in that she takes used wedding dresses, and she and her team make little clothing for babies who are, you know, stillborn or, you know, and they, it's kind of a grief type ministry where they help families through grief when they've lost a child. So
sounds very important. Mm-hmm. And finally, May 19th, you'll wrap up season 10. Fun and Fellowship to end the 10th season. Still kind of working on that.
Yeah, we are working on that. We I have talked to one of our other sponsors, and we're probably going to do something like a celebration with a big birthday cake and something fun to wrap up our year, which we always try to do.
Women with Purpose director Connie Zack also tells us about their purposeful partners.
Every month we select a nonprofit or a charity in the area that we want to bless. And I do have a representative of that organization come to our luncheon, and they will give a 5 to 10 minute talk on what they do. And then all during that month, the information for the Purposeful Partner is also on our website and Facebook page, so women can read about what they do. And when they register, if they register online, they can also donate toward the Purposeful Partner. And then at the luncheon, the women can also donate that day to that Purposeful Partner, and then we give those monetary funds to whatever organization we have.
Again, Women with Purpose, you can learn more at their Facebook page and also at their website, lh.wwpwi.org. And finally, this coming Saturday is the event we've been telling you about throughout August and into September now, Trinity Equestrian Center Strength and Service Summit, built for those who serve, powerful for all who attend. We've heard from Tony Mattson talking about the keynote speaker, Tracy LaTourette, the international speaker, Paul Butler. This past week, during the week, we featured what she calls the trio of Josh Vidal, Bill Mazur, and Joe Collins, Shot, Survived, and Serving. And wrapping it up, just like he did last year, is the lead pastor at Jacob's Well Church in Lake Halley, Paul Berthume.
Pastor Paul was one of our speakers last year, and I kind of was teasing him when I asked him last year. I said, I need a closer. I need someone who's going to wrap up all the different threads and really bring it home. And he did it marvelously. Uh-huh. I mean, only like he can do. So when we were discussing the speakers this year, our executive team said, we absolutely have to have Pastor Paul back. Mm-hmm. And so he's the only repeat.
Okay.
Repeat.
Yeah, right.
Yep. So I went to him this year early, or last year, I guess, late in the year, and I just said, hey, would you consider doing it again? And he is one busy guy,
right.
Okay?
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised if he said, hey, nope, I just can't do it. I did last year, loved it, but couldn't. Instantly, he said, I'm in. I love the event. I want to be part of it. And I said, you're my closer again. He said, absolutely.
There you go.
Can you imagine Pastor Paul taking all of these speakers, all the nuggets that they have, and then wrapping it into this beautiful package at the end?
Yeah, right.
That's what we're going to have.
Tony Mattson of Trinity Equestrian Center. Again, they'd love to have you sign up for the Strength and Service Summit. It's coming this Saturday, September 12th. Learn more and register at strengthandservicesummit.com. That's all one word, strengthandservicesummit.com. Thanks so much to our guests. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks to you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Good night.